All right, people all over the great state of Wisconsin are eager for us to help them out with all of their problems, and so we bring you now the listener email bag segment.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, let's rip through it, shall we? The first letter comes to us from Lauren. Lauren's 22 years old and says, "Gentlemen, I've got a boyfriend. When I go out with my friends, though, I have no problem flirting with other guys." Oh, there's a name for you, Lauren. Anyway, at the bar the other night, a guy brought me a drink, and I accepted it. Talked to him for 45 minutes before I told him I had a boyfriend. Oh, yeah. There's a name for you, Lauren. Anyway, the guy that bought me the drink said I let him on. He said he'd be angry if he had a girlfriend accepting drinks from random guys at the bar and then left. Was it wrong of me to accept a drink from a guy even though I'm in a relationship?
On many levels.
Yep, sure was. Sure was. The only thing I can ask you, though, is, are you okay if your boyfriend goes out and hits on other chicks and buys them a drink and may end up, being a little affectionate with them? If you're okay with that, then that's fine.
Disrespectful to your boyfriend, yep. And you're right. The yep. guy who buys you drinks and is chatting you up for 45 minutes...
Yep.
And then you tell him afterwards,
yeah.
Got every right to be upset.
Yeah, and you're going to tell me they only sipped on one drink for 45 minutes? No. Not in this state.
Boilermakers?
Yeah, not in this state.
Right, this guy put a 20 down on the bar and told the bartender, keep her happy.
Keep her happy until...
$20 right. on the bar, that would buy about two drinks these days.
Would it really?
Something like that.
I have no idea. All right, so let's see here. The next one comes to us from Marge. Marge says, "Gentlemen, I'm not the most devout Christian, but my family always celebrates Easter Sunday by going to church and then having a big meal together, and so that's what I do with my kids. My neighbor isn't religious at all. We're friends, and we've talked about how she's an atheist, but I noticed yesterday that she has decorated her house for Easter. She went all out. Big wooden stand-up rabbit things in her front yard, egg decals on her front windows, an inflatable Easter bunny by the front door. She says she doesn't celebrate Easter and she's not a Christian. Should she be decorating her house like it's a big holiday?" Marge, what do you care? Really?
Right. She can do whatever she wants with her house.
Her...
And by the way, having the Easter bunny and having colored eggs...
That has nothing to do with Christianity.
Right. That's not the religious celebration of Easter.
Yeah, that's all pagan throwback. So as far as I can tell, she's... staying within the norms.
I would be more annoyed if my neighbors would put up those, big inflatable things on their lawns and everything else. That's just.
You would go in the middle of the night and stab them.
Right on the corner in my neighborhood. Big purple blow-up bunny.
That you have to look at every
right
day.
Right there on the corner.
Which month?
September
bunny of the month or...
Oh, not January? That kind of bunny.
No. Oh, a different kind of bunny. I see.
You're a dweeb. In our neighborhood, there's a person that puts up different colored lights for everything. There was red and white lights for Valentine's Day, green lights for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
And now there are these pastel lights for Easter. Like, really, dude? Let's see here. Kevin, 32 years old, writes to us and says, "I've been with my girlfriend for about 2 years now, and she just confessed something to me yesterday that blew my mind. When we met, she was in a 5-year relationship, and she broke up with the guy after we started hanging out. I hate that she kept this from me. How do I know it won't happen again? Should I forgive her and move on?"
Obviously, she's not in a hurry if she went from a 5-year relationship to a 2-year relationship.
Yeah, she's
not
okay.
Not in a hurry to consummate anything, apparently.
Yeah, she's okay with just cruising along.
Yeah.
32 years old. Doesn't say how old the girlfriend is.
You know what? This raises a question to me about the girlfriend.
Mm.
It raises a question of why would she tell? obviously that relationship. No,
she's getting ready to kick him to the curb.
The 5-year relationship is over, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She kept it a secret from him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it come up now?
That's a good point. That is a very, very good point. What has she done that she's getting ready to confess? Maybe.
Right. I mean, look, psychiatrists and experts, of course, we just play experts on the radio.
Sure.
Have this debate of when somebody cheats, do you confess to your partner, or is the cheating kind of your silent burden and that you don't mess up the other person by making them share mm-hmm. the load of the bad thing that mm-hmm. you've done? And I think that applies here.
The fact that she was in a relationship and then dumped the guy when she met him, I think should be taken as a compliment to him and not something to be worried about.
You could look at it the other way, though, she's a good deceptor, that she's very good at deceiving people because obviously there was a time that the two relationships overlapped.
She rides the gravy train until a better thing comes along, and then it's like, bye, Kevin, bye-bye.
That's what Kevin's thinking.
That is what Kevin's thinking.
Am I the guy until so-and-so frees up and is available?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You never know, and you have to ask. You have to talk it out. All right, last but not least, here we go. Nick writes to us and says, my wife is dangerous when she goes shopping. She always spends way too much, but this last time she went way over the line. She went out and bought us new sheets. Oh, my gosh, Nick, are you kidding me? Sheets? Oh. The cost of the sheets, $2,000. Yeah.
What kind of sheet is a $2,000 sheet?
Those zillion thread count,
Egyptian cotton, yeah. You know, and it's probably woven with silver or something.
$2,000
okay.
Sheets?
I understand him being upset. I mean, you know, a couple $100 for really nice sheet, I don't care. She said that she needs them because she needs to sleep better. I think it's a load of crap. Yeah, so do we, buddy. Should my wife take back these stupid sheets, or should she have at least asked me first?
Can't you get one of those really expensive, comfortable beds for like $2,000?
Yes.
One of the beds or whatever?
Yeah, you can upgrade the whole system for $2,000.
Yeah.
Listen, well, for, you know what? It comes down to perspective. How much is it a case where they can't afford that? I mean, if they can afford to drop a couple grand on sheets, that's one thing. We have a rule. Nothing over $50 without discussion. You know, if I'm going to drop more than 50, we talk about it. She does the same thing.
I agree with that. Because you know what? If someone goes out and spends $25 on something.
Who cares?
Life is too short to argue over $25.
Yeah, precisely.
Just do it and that's fine.
Right. But if you're going to talk like $100, $200, something like that, then talk about it. Make sure that the budget can handle that. I mean, if she makes her own money and she can drop that kind of coin and she wants to, fine. But it doesn't sound like that was the case. Yeah, I definitely should talk about it. Absolutely. And now I'm curious. I've never slept on $2,000 sheets in my life, man.
You say holy sheet when you got home.
Hey, everybody, this is President Barack Obama, and I'm excited to announce that anyone who has filed their taxes early and who signed up for health insurance through healthcare.gov before the deadline, your refunds will be expedited to you in a matter of weeks. If you happen to have dragged your ass and weren't able to sign up for health coverage, then IRS drones are scheduled to be deployed and stationed over your poverty-ridden districts. They'll pluck you from your homes, and they'll be targeting many of you for completely random audits and an occasional cavity search or two. Thank you. Have a great day.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.